Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get right to it. Brian brought us from DallasCowboys.com. Recapping the Cowboys draft on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Did you ever leave a draft saying or knowing we didn't do a good job?
Yeah, it's one of those times. I've walked out of drafts before feeling like that maybe you left something out there.
Okay.
You know, that maybe a call that you didn't pursue. Maybe there was a little bit more information you could have got.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. It's just like playing a game when you – I remember just sitting there each night after a draft and just looking at the board and kind of seeing where other people went and what direction. You focus so much on what you're trying to do that you say, man, the L.A. Chargers sure did a nice job there. You know,
yeah,
Tampa Bay, that round they played that well. Because you could look at your grades on the tags of other teams,
mm-hmm.
and you could kind of tell, like, you're going, man, that team had a really nice draft. You know, because their grades were all in line with really what you had. And so you're sitting – that's where I think that you kind of second guess yourself. You're happy about the players you got. You're happy about the execution. I mean, they have to be happy about the way that they went into that third day and then, you know, were able to get a couple extra picks by moving down and getting the player that they really wanted. So those are the types of things you have to be happy about. But yeah, you're right. You sit there and you analyze where you're at and you're saying, man, I should have pursued that call a little stronger, mm-hmm. to maybe help our team.
You know, I know it's an inexact science, but you know, like, we played a clip earlier about how the Cowboys had, you know, some fourth round grades on guys that went in the first or second round. I get not being on the same page, but isn't that a pretty big gap in grades from one team to another?
Well, it's depending on really, and that's the great thing about scouting is, and you know, and KT and Jeff and Dane and I have learned this, and David Hellman, when we all sit together, is that when we put together the board, there is, you know, a great disparity. And again, I'm using my guys as examples here. I mean, they've done this for 5 years now, and I trust them to do that. And, you know, when you even as, I guess, media scouts that we are right now, you know, we have our own thoughts about, you know, gosh, well, why do you like this guy so much? I mean, you know, there's so many, you know, the Winovich guy for the New England took.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff was just so adamant about that. You know, I mean, he's like, you guys are wrong about this player. He's better than Gary. You know, he's better than Gary. You guys won't admit he's better. You know, and that's the kind of discussions you have. And, you know, and we'll see. I mean, you know, in 2-3 years time, we'll see how that all plays out. But yeah, everybody sees these players differently.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You know, you go to a school, and that's what you as a scout, you try and avoid. You try and avoid the outside noise. You try and avoid, you know, everybody saying it's this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. You just want to sit there and evaluate, you know, your board. You want to evaluate the players. You want to have your own ideas about, you know, and you'll either be right or wrong. But you can't compare, like, the Buccaneers to what the Cowboys are doing. I mean, those guys, you can admire the board and say, you know, as a scout, you look at it and say, man, Tampa did a nice job there. That was those 2-3 picks they made were really good. And then, but their fifth round pick stunk. Their seventh round pick stunk. You know, and they're saying the same thing about you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and it's
also different for your system.
It is. It's different for your system. It's different for how you're evaluating players. And I say that, you know, if you know, I was talking with a guy yesterday about Atlanta's draft, and you know, they took McGarry, the offensive tackle from Washington, and a lot of people had him like as a third, fourth round guy, and they take him in the first round. Well, what Atlanta saw was all of a sudden these tackles started going off the board, and they knew that they needed a tackle. And
yeah,
if they didn't jump in there and get the next best guy on their board, then they were going to be left at the altar without a tackle.
Right.
And so that's why teams sometimes, you know, you might see a disparity of grades is all of a sudden guys, teams got a third round grade on a guy, and all of a sudden they get him, you know, they have to pick him there in the first or second round.
Brian Broaddus joining us from DallasCowboys.com. So how do you feel about the Cowboys picks.
Well, what they need, I need to learn about is, I think this draft class is going to hinge on the middle of this draft. The Mike Jackson, the Joe Jackson, the Donovan Wilson picks. I think that's where, you know, there's three defensive guys right there. And we've kind of talked about this. So they're a top-heavy cap team, you know, and a lot of their money is spent on offensive players, if you look at that. So they've got to figure out their defense. They've got to get some cheaper players that can help them on defense. I do like the pick of Hill, and I like McGovern, because McGovern goes back to the pick that reminds me of the time that reminds me of when we have these great discussions that do two segments of radio and kind of get us out of the day, is that, you know, oh, is it need or best available player? Well, they took a best available player in that third round when they drafted Connor McGovern. I mean, we could talk about, oh, right. Well, it was in line with they're going to move Connor Williams to right tackle. And we could be all fancy and talk about that. They just took the best player on their board.
Yeah.
You know, they had a second round grade on that guy, and you're sitting there at 90, and you're looking at your board pick clean there, and you're saying, we got to take this guy, don't we? You know, I mean, and then, you know, everybody's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you got a grade. And, yeah, does it kind of fit into a plan, a potential plan, you know, in 2020? Absolutely it does. But it does give you a better option, too, as a backup player, swing guard, a swing center, at least for right now. So, yeah, I understand. So I think this draft is really going to hinge in the middle of that draft because, you know, when they took Mike Weber at the end, you know, Mike Weber's got a third, fourth round grade on their board. That's a 1-3-7 you're taking at the end of the draft. So all of a sudden you're sitting there going, wait a minute now. Let's look for traits. Let's find a guy. I mean, this team, and I did it just by some research with these guys. They've added 15 players to their roster through the draft and undrafted free agents that had draftable grades on their board.
How uncommon is that?
Yeah, it's hugely uncommon. Yeah. They're either really right,
yeah,
or this is going to be a disaster. And the track record will tell you that they're going to be right here.
Right, right.
So if you've added 15, you go into the season, you say, okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity to add players to your roster. Well, you're thinking in the draft, okay, maybe we'll get three, four guys. No, they've added 15 players with draftable grades off their board.
That's crazy.
It's just crazy, and it just goes to show you the preparation. Now, let's see if Mitch Hyatt can play. You know, let's see if Brandon Knight can play. Let's see if Jalen Guyton from North Texas, a receiver, can play. But, you know, these are guys that have draftable grades. And so all of a sudden, when, you know, teams are going to look at that and go, wow, these guys did a great job. And that's a credit to, you know, A, the way the cap is handled here with Adam Pacifica and Todd Williams and Steven. And then also credit Chris Hall and those guys, Chris, for keeping the board in order and their ability to go after and recruit players to come here when they seem to be pretty full at a lot of positions.
Brian brought us here on The Fan. How do you analyze the choice in the second round of D-tackle versus all the safeties?
Yeah, that's going to be the one that's going to be, you know, and this is going to be on Chris Richard. I know I've been on a couple of programs before you guys, and Skin tried to ask me the question about Rod Marinelli, and I said, no, this is Chris Richard. This is Chris Richard saying, if we don't have defensive linemen, my safeties aren't going to mean a damn. You know, so, you know, and I'm using my words there. I mean, but Chris went into the room and basically explained that, you
just
know.
It sounds funny, the secondary guy saying get the D lineman.
Yeah, this is where you have to have coaches that really understand the draft and understand team building. You know, this is
a defensive coordinator thought.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, I kind of kidded Rod Marinelli. I said, yeah, I was watching draft room cam during the draft. It looked like you and Chris had that door, like you were guarding the door while Chris was, you know, explaining stuff. You weren't letting Kellen Moore and those guys walk in. And he goes, no, it was, you know, it worked out fine for us. But, you know, yeah, I mean, they really had a, you know, they did their homework on Hill. They really did their homework on Hill. You know, we hear the stories about Rod Marinelli spending his 21st birthday, not Rod's 21st birthday.
Yeah.
You know, Tristan Hill's birthday. With, you know, Rod, and, you know, give the kid credit for, you know, understanding where his future is, and, you know, that's, you know, they sent him down there. And another thing we have to remember is, you know, and Rod was telling me this, though, Scott Frost used to be the coach at Central Florida. He's now at Nebraska. Scott played for Rod at Tampa. So he had some insight about the kid. And, you know, Central Florida, and again, I'm not trying to slam Central Florida here, but they're kind of becoming a bad visit for scouts. I mean, they're closing down. They're not getting letting you have information. They're not giving you access. Yeah, there's places around the country where you love going and visiting, and Josh Heupel has kind of turned that place into a place where he doesn't want pro guys rolling through there. So, yeah, getting information was going to be tough, and there were some questions about Hill. And, you know, they weren't really forthright with a lot of information, but give the Cowboys credit. The scouts, Coach Marinelli, he had the bit between his teeth, and they pulled this one off, and they got the guy they wanted.
Well, sounds like a great way to build a program out there in Central Florida.
Well, they've done it before at Penn State, Nebraska, UCLA. There are a lot of programs back in the day that just did not. They allow you to come in, they have like 12 players to evaluate, and you get 4 days. Wow. You know, that's just that's just not a good way to do things. A lot of teams accept and appreciate Alabama, Clemson, these people, welcome. Come on in. Check it out. We'll be accessible as you need.
All right, real quick. Yeah. Pollard over Isaiah Johnson. There was like 8 picks between the two.
Yeah.
Did they flip it up wrong? What do you think?
No, I don't know. They wanted it. This was the one where Kellen Moore and Gary Brown and those guys, Philip Tanner, those guys, they did a lot of legwork on Tony Pollard, and they felt like that was the necessary one for them. I felt like that they were going to draft a running back. The pick of Mike Weber at the end was just too good to have.
Yeah.
You know, that the grades, again, you know, you're talking about third, fourth round grades on a guy, and you're a seventh round looking for traits. You're just praying that somebody's up there that's got a shot. And if you have third, fourth round grades on a guy, that's just a no-brainer right there. So shouldn't kill them for adding two running backs. But, again,
was Pollard more of a need? He couldn't have been the BPA.
No. I mean, you know what? It very well could have been that situation for them, because again they were looking at a guy at the tags up there and said, okay, we're happy with some of these corners, even though we're all predicting doom and gloom for these corners because of contracts. They're like, no, let's let this thing ride. Let's ride this thing through, and then let's get a player. Now, this is on Kellen Moore and this staff. If they go out there and don't do anything with Tony Pollard, and we're all out there at Oxnard and we don't see anything.
We've heard it before.
We've all been fooled, you know. We don't want to get fooled again, you know, as they say. So, yeah, that's kind of where this is at. But Pollard was a guy that they really had their eye on from the 30 visits on. They feel like they can do something with him. Again, this is on the coaches. Keep an eye on that one.
Great stuff. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, boys.
Brian Broaddus, buyersafety.com hotline, DallasCowboys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.